File 82-712. Agent Rick Dicker interrogating. State your name, please.
Tony? Tony Reidinger?
Tell me about the incident.
Well, there's this girl in my class. I saw her at the track meet.
You're, Violet, right?
That's me.
I sort of knew her, but she changed. Relaxed. She was more sure of herself. Cool. Cute. I asked her out to a movie.
So, Friday?
Friday.
Friday.
And I went to watch the track meet. Not long after, this thing happened in the parking lot. Things aren't weird enough. I look over and I see these boots.
You two stay here.
Wait, should we be doing this? It is still illegal.
They look like superheroes.
We're gonna lose it.
Oh, all right. One of you patrol the perimeter. Keep the crowds back and safe. The other watch after Jeff Jack.
I thought we were gonna go.
You heard your mother. Trampoline me.
I go perimeter.
I'm not going anywhere. It's an
imaginary. I see my chance to get out of there. But there's something familiar about one of the kids' voices. The girl, she's upset, and she throws down her mask, and it's her.
Oh, Tony. Hi. This isn't what you think it is.
This is getting too freaky. I couldn't handle it and ran off. I feel kind of bad about it. Maybe I should have said hi or something. It's not her fault superheroes are illegal. And it's not like I don't like strong girls. I'm pretty secure, manhood-wise. What is that?
Have you told anyone else about this? Your parents?
No, they'd only think I was hiding something. You know what I mean?
Sure, kid.
I like this girl, Mr. Dicker. I'm supposed to go out with her Friday night. Now things are just gonna be weird. I wish I could forget I ever saw her in that suit.
You will, kid. You will.
Stop it! And the underminers escape!
We'll have to stop it from...
Bob! The monorail!
Yeah!
We have to stop this thing before it gets to the overpass!
I'll try to keep it away from the buildings!
Zone?
Sorry, but I'm not really supposed to be here.
Which seems wrong, doesn't it? Perhaps you'd be interested in changing that law?
Superheroes, including Frozone, Mr. Incredible, and Elastigirl, caused further damage to the city. The Underminer remains at large.
We didn't start this fight.
Well, you didn't finish it either.
Did you stop the Underminer from inflicting more damage?
No.
Did you stop him from robbing the bank?
No.
Did you catch him?
No.
The banks were insured. We have infrastructure in place to deal with these matters. If you had simply done nothing, everything would now be proceeding in an orderly fashion.
You'd have preferred we do nothing?
Without a doubt.
You weren't much help.
You want out of the hole? First, you gotta put down the shovel.
Well, that went poorly.
Yeah, this is probably not the best time to tell you about this, but...
Something else happened today. With a kid. And my mask.
Oh, hey, Rick, Violet thinks a friend of hers, a kid named Tony, might have seen her in the outfit without her mask.
Talkative type?
Don't know. Last name is Reitinger.
Tony Reitinger. I'll check it out. Bob, Ellen, a word if you don't mind. The program's been shut down.
What?
Politicians don't understand people who do good simply because it's right. Makes them nervous. They've been gunning for supers for years. Today was all they needed. Anyway, I'm done. I'm afraid 2 more weeks in the motel is the best I can do for you. It ain't much.
You've done plenty, Rick.
We won't forget.
Well, it has been a great honor working with you good people.
Thanks for everything, and good luck.
Yeah, you too.
Did you wash your hands? With soap? Did you dry them? What? Is this all vegetable? Who wanted all vegetables?
I did. They're good and you're going to have some.
Are we going to talk about it?
What?
The elephant in the room.
What elephant?
I guess not then.
You're referring to today.
Yeah, what's the deal with today?
We all made mistakes. For example, you kids were supposed to watch Jack-Jack.
Babysitting. Well, you guys did the important stuff.
We talked about this. You're not old enough to decide about these things.
We are old enough to help out.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you tell us, Dad?
Yeah, well, help out can mean many different things.
But we're supposed to help if there's trouble.
Well, yeah.
Aren't you glad we helped today?
Yeah, I know, but...
You said that you were proud of
us. Well, yeah, I was.
We want to fight bad guys. I give you bad guys.
No, you don't. You said things were different now.
And they were. On the island. But I didn't mean that from now on...
So now we've got to go back to never using our power.
It defines who I am.
We're not saying you have... What?
Someone on TV said it.
Can we just eat the dinner while it's hot?
Did we do something wrong?
Yes. No. We didn't do anything wrong.
Superheroes are illegal. Whether it's fair or not, that's the law.
The law should be fair. What are we teaching our kids?
To respect the law.
Even when the law is disrespectful?
If laws are unjust, there are laws to change them. Otherwise, it's chaos.
Which is exactly what we have.
I just thought it was kind of cool.
What was?
Fighting crime. As a family.
It was cool. But it's over. The world is what it is. We have to adapt.
Are things bad?
Things are fine.
May I be excused?
How much longer in the motel, Dad?
Not much longer, honey. What are we going to do?
I don't know. Maybe Dicker will find
Dicker
something.
Dicker's done, Bob. Any thought we had about being supers again is fantasy. One of us has got to get a job.
One of us?
You did a long stint at InsuraCare.
Hated every minute of it.
I know it was hard on you. Maybe it's my turn in the private sector and you take care
of it. No, I'm doing this. I need to do this. You know where my suit and ties are?
Burned up when the jet destroyed our house. Yeah. We can't count on anyone else now, Bob. It's just us. We can't wait for...
No lifeguard on duty. Swim at your own risk.
Oh, where'd you go today? I noticed you missed all the fun.
Don't be mad because I know when to leave a party. I'm just as illegal as you guys. Besides, I knew the cops would let you go.
Yeah, in spite of Bob's best effort.
Yeah.
I heard the program shut down. How much longer are you in this motel?
2 weeks.
Now, you know the offer still stands.
You're very generous, but there's 5 of us. We wouldn't do that to you and Honey.
Well, door's always open. You know the news isn't all bad. While you guys were being detained, I was approached by a dude who represents this tycoon.
Winston Dever.
Wants to talk with me, with you two, about hero stuff. I checked him out. He's legit, trained under Dicker. He wants to meet.
Ah, geez, more superhero trouble. We just came from the police station, Lucius.
When?
Tonight. I'm going there now.
You enjoy. I'm sitting this one out.
He wants all 3 of us.
Honey, let's just at least hear what he has to say.
You got the address? I'll meet you guys there.
Go in our super suits?
Yeah. Might want to wear the old super suits. Got a feeling he's nostalgic.
Where are you going?
The fresh air is a especially good tonight.
If Jack-Jack wakes up, I know the drill.
Your security badge. Please, this way. Hey, listen, you're my biggest fan.
Good to see you.
I'm your biggest, biggest. All right.
You can call me Wynn. Genuine pleasure to meet you. Frozone.
Oh, good to see you.
Elastigirl.
Nice to meet you.
Mr. Incredible.
Hello.
Mr. Incredible. Incredible.
Incredible. Catching the bad guys. Pow, pow, pow.
Who's the cat? It's always Bill when survival odds are close to nil. Can't tell you what a thrill this is. And this...
Oh, hello there, superheroes. I'm so sorry.
...is my tardy sister, Evelyn.
And I'm scolding myself, so you don't have to, Winston.
Spectacular. My father was so proud that I was even remotely connected to you guys. He used to call you the last line of defense. He was your top supporter. He donated to superhero causes. He raised money for the Dinoguy statue in Avery Park. He got to know many supers personally. Even installed a phone with direct lines to Gazerbeam and Phironic in case of emergencies. He loved that. Showed it off to everyone. He was heartbroken when you were all forced to go underground.
Father believed the world would be more dangerous without you.
He didn't know how right he was. There was a break-in. My father called Gazerbeam, the direct line. No answer. He called Phironic. No answer. Superheroes had just been made illegal. The robbers discovered him on the phone and shot him. So.
Must have been hard.
Especially for Mother. She died a few months later. Heartbreak.
If superheroes had not been forced underground, it never would have happened.
Or Dad could have taken Mom to the safe room as soon as he knew there was trouble.
I disagree strongly, but we're not going into it right now. The point is, nobody expected us to be able to actually run Dad's company. But with Evelyn as designer and myself as operator, we threw ourselves into building DevTech into what it is today.
A world-class telecommunications company.
Bigger than ever. Perfectly positioned to make some wrong things right. Hence, this meeting. Let me ask you something. What is the main reason you were all forced underground?
Ignorance.
Perception. Take today, for example, with the Underminer. Difficult situation. You were faced with a lot of hard decisions.
Oh, tell me about it.
I can't. Because I didn't see it. Neither did anyone else. So, when you fight bad guys like today, people don't see the fight or what led up to it. They see what politicians tell them to see. They see destruction, and they see you. So, if we want to change people's perceptions about superheroes, we need you to share your perceptions with the world.
How do we do that?
With cameras.
We need you to share your perceptions with the world.
How do we do that?
We embed tiny cameras like those into your super suits.
Wow, so small, and the picture is outstanding.
Thanks. Designed it myself.
We've got resources, lobbyists, worldwide connections, and, very important, insurance.
Insurance is key.
All we need now are the superest superheroes. It needs you three. Come on, help me make all supers legal again.
But this sounds great. Let's get this going. What's my first assignment?
That enthusiasm is golden. Now hold on to it. But for our first move, well, Elastigirl is our best play.
Better than me? I mean, she's good. She's really a credit to her, but, you know.
You know. With great respect, let's not test the whole insurance will pay for everything idea on the first go-round, okay?
Wait a minute. You're saying what? I'm messy?
Well, Evelyn did a cost-benefit analysis comparing all your last 5 years of crime fighting before going underground. Now, Elastigirl's numbers are self-explanatory.
Well, it's not a fair comparison. I mean, heavyweight problems need heavyweight solutions.
Of course. We're going to solve all kinds of problems together after the perfect launch with Elastigirl.
So, what do you say?
What do I say? I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? A few hours ago, you were saying it was over and being a superhero was a fantasy. Now you get the offer of a lifetime and you don't know?
It's not that simple, Bob. I want to protect the kids.
So do I.
From jail, Bob.
And how do you do that? By turning down a chance to change the law that forces them to hide what they are?
They haven't decided what they are. They're still kids.
Kids with powers, which makes them supers, whether they decide to use those powers or not. This will benefit them.
Look, it's not a good time to be away. Dash is having trouble with homework. Vi is worried about her first date with that boy she likes, Tony. And Jack-Jack.
Jack-Jack? What's wrong with him?
Okay, nothing's wrong with Jack-Jack. But even a normal baby needs a lot of attention. I'm just not sure I can leave.
Of course you can leave. You've got to. So that we can be supers again, so our kids can have that choice.
So you can have that choice.
All right, yes. So I can have that choice. And I would do a great job, regardless of what Devers' pie charts say or whatever. They want you. And you'll do a great job, too.
That was excruciating to watch. I can't lie to you. It's nice to be wanted. Flattering, you know, but...
What's the choice? One, do this right, get well paid, we're out of the motel, and things get better for all supers, including our kids. Or two, I find a job in 2 weeks or we're homeless.
You know what's crazy, right? To help my family, I gotta leave it. To fix the law, I gotta break it.
You'll be great.
I know I will. But what about you? We have kids.
I'll watch the kids, no problem. Easy.
Easy, huh? You're adorable. Well, if there is a problem, I'll drop this thing and come right back.
You won't need to. I got it. You go. Do this thing. Do it so I can do it better.
Dever here.
This is Elastigirl. I'm in. Mr. Dever, it's wonderful, but it's too generous.
Nonsense. That's the least we can do. We're partners now. Can't have my partners living in a motel.
But who's... House? Is it a house?
It's my house. I have several. I'm not using that one. Stay as long as you need.
I don't know what to say.
How about thanks?
This is our new house.
Okay, easy, Tiger. It's being loaned to us.
This is homey.
I mean, look at this place. Dever bought it from an eccentric billionaire who liked to come and go without being seen, so the house has multiple hidden exits.
Good thing we won't stand out. Wouldn't want to attract any unnecessary attention.
It's got a big yard!
Isn't this a bit much?
Near a forest!
Would you rather be at the motel?
What exactly is Mom's new job?
The important thing is we're out of the motel.
I like Mom's new job!
Oh!
Whoa!
Well, check out the water features.
Wow.
Wicked cool!
Hey, Dad! Stop it!
Not the cat!
No, Dad!
Stop it!
Watch out!
Press the button! No!
What is this? I'm not all dark and angsty. I'm Elastigirl. I'm, you know, flexible. I mean,
he
look at the...
He designed this?
No. Some guy named Alexander Galbaki.
Glad it's you and not me, because you're going to hear from her. This note came with it.
What?
Cycle. Elasticycle? I didn't know you had a bike.
Hey, I had a mohawk. There's a lot about me you don't know.
Yeah, but a mohawk?
you didn't miss anything. Oh, yeah. This one's electric.
What's that mean?
Means it's torquey. I'll get the hang of it.
You will be great.
I will be great. And you will, too.
We will both be great.
Bye, sweetie.
Want to make a big crime-fighting statement? You go where the crime is big.
Strange thing to be excited about, Winston.
Well, it's like a superhero's playground.
No sugar bombs on my watch.
Where's Mom?
She's up and out. She's at her new job doing hero work.
But I thought superheroes were still illegal.
They are, for now.
So Mom is getting paid to break the law.
She's not breaking. She's an advocate for superheroes. It's a new job.
So Mom is going out illegally to explain why she shouldn't be illegal.
Hey, the bus is here. Whoa, grab your stuff. Go on, get on the... Put your homework in your pack. Bye-bye. We're going to get along just fine. Because you don't ask any hard questions.
All right. All locations. We need to know where you want us.
Stand by.
Seems strange to wait for crime.
Relax. You're smack in the middle of the worst crime area in the city. It's perfect. It's a superhero's playground.
Superhero's playground. Right. You know, after we went underground, my husband used to listen to a police scanner, waiting for something to happen. And I got mad at him for it. Oh, I'm such a hypocrite.
All units.
Something's up.
We've been picking up some chatter about potential disruptions to the hover train's opening ceremony.
Disruption or threat?
Both. Stations in 54th and Nottingham.
A potential threat. Perfect. 54th and Nottingham. Go, go, go.
Hey, bye. I want you back here by 10:30.
11-ish?
10-ish. Heading for 9:30-ish.
10:30-ish it is.
Enjoy the movie. In the county of Nodoff, the Frubbers, the Freep, are all giving in to the sweet sucker of sleep.
Dad, they want us to do it.
I don't know that way. Why would they change math? Math is math.
Okay,
math,
Dad.
Is math.
I'll just wait for Mom to get back.
What? Well, she won't understand it any better than I do. All over Dusseldorf, the Fribbers of Frupp are going to sleep because they just can't keep up. All over Dusseldorf, Doozles are dozing. Their eyelids so heavy. Trooping. Closing! The point is, everyone's hitting the sack. Everyone's getting the sleep that they lack.
Mayors often brag about their cities, and I'm no exception. And I'm willing to admit that New Urban is not the only city.
Are you sure the police are going to be okay with this?
Sure, you're making life easy for them.
They still haven't forgiven us for the last time we made life easy for them.
I know the chief of police. There won't be a problem.
With all due respect, if you alone had handled the Underminer, things would have been different.
I'm just saying.
To launch our magnificent new hover train. It can get you where you need to go at ridiculous speed. The future is open for business.
Wait, the train has stopped. It's going the wrong direction.
It's going the wrong way.
I'm going after it.
This thing's really moving. 100
and climbing. How much track is built?
About 25 miles.
Is anybody injured? Are you all right? Your story better be good. Hey. Hey!
What happened? Honey, why are
you... Don't say anything.
Dad, are you okay?
I'm fine. I don't want to talk about it.
Tony didn't even call?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, honey.
Dad, if you want me to feel better, then leave me alone. Please?
Huh?
My kid brother's son. Today is his first birthday.
But if anybody can find that child, it's you, Roman. Because you're a wonderful policeman.
Is this a holdup? All right, get your hands up. Turn your back.
Put your hands behind your heads and keep them there. Don't move. And drop that. All right, now get over there.
Lock the door. You think I'm kidding? Now. I said no!
I got it!
Come on, I said, come on!
Multiply like rabbits and go right through any solid. Oh my God. Hello?
Hey, honey. You weren't going to call me?
Oh, hey.
No. I mean, yes. I just didn't want to wake you. The strangest thing just happened out in the yard.
Sounds like I just woke you up.
No.
It's just. Jack.
You had an accident. I knew it. I'm coming home right now.
No
accident. Stay there and finish your mission. And you never should we, what? You don't think I can do this?
No, sorry. I misspoke. Do you need me to come back?
No. I've got this. Everything's great.
What happened with Jack?
Nothing. He's in excellent health.
Well, that's good. How was Violet's date? That was tonight, right?
Oh, yes? Good. All fine. And good.
And Jack went down with no trouble?
Fine. Yes, no trouble.
And Dash got his homework done?
All done.
So things haven't spiraled out of control the moment I left?
Amazing as it may seem, it has been quite uneventful, in fact.
How about you?
I take a runaway train! The mayor was there to cut the ribbon on this new train.
And, you know, ceremony. Elastigirl pursued the train and was able to successfully activate the...
Blah, blah, blah. He says a few words, cut the ribbon, and the train starts pulling out of the station backwards.
Bandit.
The track of its brand new hover train.
Hover train malfunctioned.
Thanking Elastigirl.
Into an almost
successfully...
Superhero Elastigirl.
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 Boom! No casualties!
specialized motorbike, saving all of the passengers.
Watch
Police
it.
And city officials.
Suddenly, I go after it.
I'm telling you, honey, it was a saga.
That's fantastic, honey. And on your first night, I am so proud of you. Really.
I'm proud of you, honey.
I know you want to get out there, and you will soon. And you'll be amazing. I couldn't have done this if you hadn't taken over so well.
Thanks for handling everything.
It's nothing.
I love you, honey. I'll be back soon.
Sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams, honey.
Hey, Dad. It's okay. I'll just wait for Mom to get her.
As if she couldn't. I know how to do. I can do math. Huh.
Well, I'll tell you so I can.
Wait for Mom. What am I? Substitute parent? It's not my fault they changed man. Come on, buddy. Come on. I think I understand your math assignment. We still have some time to finish it before you test.
So first you want to put all the numbers by themselves on one side. Means a plus becomes a minus. A minus. You got it?
Yeah, baby.
Oh. Hello.
We're in a new house. I did write my address on your locker in permanent ink.
Oh, right. Is that what that is?
Did you forget?
Forget? What?
That's funny. Points for funny. Oh, was it the weird outfit? Because there's a reason. I'm in a drama class, and I just want to do Shakespeare, but they're like, try to make it relevant for the kids. And so, like, oh, superheroes. Kids love superheroes.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to wear one kind of tights, and then they're like, no, wear these other kind of tights.
Do I know you?
Many say your speech today is critical.
Both sides just want the best for their people. We are so close to finally getting peace in the region.
Thank you,
I haven't done this in a while.
This is good. The train gives us momentum. Just go out there and be your charming self and capitalize on it.
Ms. Elastigirl, they're ready for you.
Hey, stretch a leg. Thank you, Chad. You were fun.
Moving to the rooftop.
Oh, Madam Ambassador, hello.
You are in love, the girl.
This is why now I'm shaking your hand.
Oh, it was so sad when you went underground. I am glad to see you back in your shiny outfit.
That means so much coming from you. Good luck with your speech.
This way, Ambassador.
Bring Lexi P.
I will.
When you defeat evil.
Okay.
3, 2. For over 15 years, superheroes have been in hiding, forced into it by a society no longer willing to support them. That may soon be changing due to a growing movement to bring the supers back. Here, fresh on the heels of her own heroic save of a runaway train and sporting a new look, is the superhero Elastigirl. Welcome.
Hello, Chad.
Well, all the polls are going in your direction.
That's true. Things are good.
Hello.
Hello.
Do I have your attention?
Yes, Chad.
Of course I do. I'm appearing on your screen, reading the words I'm saying off of another screen. Screens are everywhere. We are controlled by screens. And screens are controlled by me, Screen Slaver.
Hey!
I control this broadcast and this idiotic anchor man you see before you.
What's wrong with him?
The signal's been hijacked. I'll check it out.
Don't look at any monitors.
I could hijack the ambassador's arrowcade while it's still airborne. Right, Elastigirl?
nearest window! Where's the nearest window?
Where's Elastigirl?
Which one?
Elastigirl, what are you doing here?
The ambassador is in danger. Which chopper is she? Look out! Follow them and get me close.
I'm perfectly fine.
Boys are jerks and superheroes suck.
Good morning.
He takes one look at me in that suit and decides to pretend he doesn't even know me.
Well, he's protecting himself. He really did see you. It's best that he forget. It's better for you, too. I can't tell you how many memories Dickers had to erase over the years when someone figured out your mother's or my identity.
It was Dicker! You told them about Tony.
Honey.
You had me erased from Tony's mind! Superheroes, and I renounce them! I renounce the
Is she having adolescence?
A new report out today shows that when it comes to decision-making, people have more trust in a monkey throwing darts than Congress.
What's going on, Tommy? A protest?
They're here in support.
Support? Support of what?
Well, in support of you.
Wow. Oh, hey. Thanks for coming out. Hi. Oh, my goodness. Thanks so much. Hello. What does your sign say?
Oh, what do you know? Ellenwood. Oh, now you want to return my calls about superheroes, huh? Oh, I'll have to call you back.
Oh, that felt good.
Felicia, hold my calls, please. Hey, it's working. Hey, the ambassador made a big speech about superheroes today. Turns out saving someone's life makes a good impression on them. Who knew, huh? I'm getting calls from all over the world. Media awareness is up 72%. The push for superhero legalization is becoming a worldwide movement. I have big plans for our next move. We're going to have a summit at sea. We'll use our ship. We'll gather leaders and supers from all over the world.
Great. I'm happy. I'm happy the numbers are up. I'm happy the ambassador is pro-superhero. And I'm happy you're happy.
I'm hearing that you're happy, but why am I not feeling it?
Because I didn't get him. Screenslaver is still out there. All I did was play his game and win this round. He's going to want more. And as long as he gets to play, he wins.
One thing I've learned in business, smell the flowers. They don't bloom that often. Hey, what do you want on your tombstone? She worried a lot?
All right, stop talking.
show her. I never heard.
Oh, wow. Ah, wow. Elastigirl, there you are.
Hello.
I didn't... Wow. Come on, get yourself together, Karen. Hi. My superhero name is Boyd. I just want to thank you for, like, for being you. And I just... So I just, like... Okay. What I can do, is this.
Yeah, that is impressive.
Very
interdimensional.
I felt like an outcast before, but now, with you being you, I feel like... Yay me.
I flew them in from all over. They've all been in hiding. They have powers, secret identities, and names they've given themselves.
I'm Screech. It's a pleasure. I've always considered you the gold standard for superheroes.
Well, thanks. You're too nice.
I am called Brick.
Nice to meet you, Brick. Where are you from?
Wisconsin.
Oh, Elastigirl. I assume your powers are...
You know, zapping things electrically, charging things, bolts of lightning, that kind of stuff.
Name's Reflux. Medical condition or superpower? You decide. That's a little line I say just to put people at ease. Hope I don't offend.
Oh, no. Reflux. Love it.
The party's
Yep. That is impressive. Keep practicing. Forward to
me. Ow!
Well, I'm beat. Congratulations. Big day. Good night, ladies. I will see you tomorrow.
Good night. Must be nice for you, being out front after all this time.
Out front?
Well, it's been a while since your superhero days, and even then, you were kind of in Mr. Incredible's shadow.
Nah, I beg to differ.
I'm not saying you weren't big. No, you were and are a superstar, but... You have the stage to yourself now, and people have to pay attention.
Oh, you mean it's man's world and all that?
Well,
what world do you live in? Your brother runs Def Tech.
I don't want his job. I invent. He sells. I ask you, which of us has the greater influence?
Which side of me are you asking? The believer or the cynic?
The cynic.
Would say selling is more important because the best sellers have the most buyers. Doesn't matter what you're selling. It only matters what people buy.
This is true. If I discovered the origin of the universe, my brother would find a way to market it as a foot massager. So what would the believer say?
The believer would tell you to make your mark. Don't wait for permission. Assert yourself and impose your will on the status quo.
Sounds like my brother.
What?
You sound like my brother.
Well, he's not wrong. There's an art to getting a reaction. Oh, I know how to get him.
My brother?
No, Screenslaver. You're tech savvy. I need to lock onto a signal and trace its origin. How fast can you slap something together and meet me at the airport?
Airport?
Need to get out of town, pronto.
I can get your contraption together by 5 a.m.
I need to get on TV. Chad.
I'll get my brother to set up an exclusive with him tonight on the newscast.
Finish our interview by phone.
Promote the hell out of it.
Independence from Screenslavery.
Chad, tonight.
Boom.
Dicker.
Yeah, hey, Rick. You remember that kid I mentioned to you, Tony Ridinger?
Mind wipe? Yeah, nice kid.
Well, you also wiped out the Friday night date my daughter had with him. In fact, you wiped out my daughter.
Oops. Not an exact science, Bob.
Rick, you gotta help me here. Violet hates me. And you. And superheroes. I gotta fix this. What do you know about Tony?
Not much. Seems like a good kid. Popular, plays sports, music. Parents own the Happy Platter. Kid works there part-time.
Happy Platter?
Why do we drive all the way across town for the Happy Platter?
We'd like a booth over there near the philodendron. Good, right? Near the philodendron.
And this platter doesn't look all that happy to me. It looks bored.
The Boar Platter.
I thought Vi would want to change a pace from drive-in food.
I like drive-in food.
Does this mean vegetables?
A balanced diet means vegetables, kiddo. Get used to it.
Good evening, everyone.
Oh!
Is she all right?
Yeah,
more napkins are good.
Okay?
Normally, she doesn't ever drip like this.
Would you like water, sir?
Yes. Yes, I would. This is my daughter, who you must know, right?
Hello.
Violet.
Hello, Violet.
Hey, bye. Say hi to...
Don't push it, Dad.
I'm Dash, her little brother.
Hello.
This is really good water. It's very refreshing. Spring water, is it?
I don't know, sir. I think it's tap.
Well, it is very good.
Excellent tap. Excuse me.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Well, where'd she go?
To find a good place to be angry?
Tonight, we go now to a special remote interview with Elastigirl.
How you feeling, Chad? You doing all right?
I'm fine. The doctors checked me out. I have no memory of the event. I got to tell you, it's pretty strange to see a recording of yourself the night before and have no recollection. I don't think anyone needs to worry. We've taken many precautions tonight, though. Where are you right now?
On a case, in a secure, undisclosed location.
I want to talk about you, starting with your save of a runaway train. Here's an exclusive, unedited clip from your own suit cam. Roll the clip.
This thing's really moving. When thundering and climbing, how much track is built?
About 25 miles.
Screen flicker interrupts this program for an important announcement.
I'll be damned. She knew.
Let's see if your gadget works.
Don't bother watching the rest.
Gotcha.
Elastigirl doesn't save the day. She only postpones her defeat. And while she postpones her defeat, you eat chips and watch her confront problems that you are too lazy to deal with. Superheroes are part of your brainless desire to replace true experience with simulation. You don't talk, you watch talk shows. You don't play games, you watch game shows. Travel, relationships, risk. Every meaningful experience must be packaged and delivered to you to watch at a distance so that you can remain ever sheltered, ever passive, ever ravenous consumers who can't bring themselves to rise from their couches, break a sweat, and participate in life. You want superheroes to protect you and make yourself ever more powerless in the process, while you tell yourself you're being looked after, that your interests are being served, that your rights are being upheld, so that the system can keep stealing from you, smiling at you all the while. Go ahead, send your supers to stop me. Grab your snacks, watch your screens, and see what happens. You are no longer in control. I am.
Anything?
happened is you destroyed my evidence.
What's going on? What did I do? What did you guys do to me?
That's right, punk. Blame the system.
Your tracker worked like a charm, Evelyn. You're a genius.
Aw, shucks. I'm just the genius behind the genius.
The new Urban City Council...
Hey, Dad. We're doing fractions and decimals and percentages. I don't get them.
Aren't you... didn't we get all caught up?
Yeah, we were caught up, and now we're doing fractions and percentages and decimals.
Decimals.
Edition of the Incredibile. The supercar once driven by superhero Mr. Incredible. It's the kind of thing you buy when
you have everything else.
They said it was beyond repair.
But hey, it was in perfect condition.
You used to drive that?
They said it was destroyed.
Long thought lost or destroyed, the famous car turned up at private auction.
They said it was... That's my car!
This car is just loaded with amazing gadgets. Care to demonstrate?
I'd love to, but we haven't figured out how to make them work yet.
Wow!
I'm not sure what's happening here.
Huh? What are you doing?
This is not a toy. That's a rocket launcher.
No, wait! Which one launches the rocket?
Hey! This is not your car.
It's not your car either.
It is so. It's the Incredibile.
Well, why does that guy have it?
Well, he shouldn't.
Launch the rocket! Launch the rocket!
I'm not launching anything. Do you think I want an angry rich guy coming after me right now? But I'm trying not to distract you.
I'm not sure what's happening here, Mark, but everyone here has scattered, and I'm afraid I'll need to move at any minute.
Oh, rich guy. Oh, my God.
So you're not going to steal your car back from the rich guy?
Well, yeah, but...
You knew about this?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell us?
I don't know.
We're your kids. We need to know these things.
Did you tell Mom?
No.
Why not?
Your mother is
you
not what we're talking about.
Why did you not tell Mom?
Because I didn't want to...
What?
Because it's
Come
not
on,
the time.
Man.
Why?
Because...
So uncool.
Because I'm formulating, okay? I'm taking in information. I'm processing. I'm doing the math. I'm fixing the boyfriend and keeping the baby from turning into a flaming monster. How do I do it? By rolling with the punches, baby. I eat thunder and crap lightning, okay? Because I'm Mr. Incredible. Not Mr. So-So or Mr. Mediocre Guy. Mr. Incredible.
We should call Lucius.
No, I can handle it. There's no way I'm gonna...
I'm calling Lucius.
Looks normal to me. When did this start happening?
Since Helen got the job.
I assume she knows.
Are you kidding? I can't tell her about this. Not while she's doing hero work.
Girls, come on. Leave the saving of the world to the men? I don't think so.
I've got to succeed so she can succeed. So we can succeed.
I get it, Bob. I get it. When was the last time you slept?
Who keeps track of that? Besides, he's a baby. I can handle it. I got this handled.
So, you good then? You got everything under control, right? What the?
Cookie. Cha-cha want a cookie. Num-num cookie. Cha-cha want num-num. Num-num cookie. Cookie.
You're not...
Cookie.
Oh, my God.
Cookie.
Wow. Okay. Okay, so he can still hear you
from the other dimension, yeah.
That is freaky, and that's not like...
Not like our other kids. No, it is not. Full powers, totally random.
So now he's, what, is he good?
Yeah, well, you'd think so, right? Obviously, I can't keep giving him cookies. But if I stop... No biting a daddy.
What?
No bite.
Okay.
I think I just need a little bit of me time. Then I'll be good to go.
Oh, you need more than me time, Bob.
You need major life realignment on a number of levels, starting with Baby Super Freak here. You need some solid outside-the-box thinking.
Galbaki? Elastigirl Super Suit is by Galbaki? Explain yourself! Oh, my God. You're worse than I thought.
It's the baby. I brought the baby.
Highly unusual. You look ghastly, Robert.
I haven't been sleeping. I broke my daughter. They keep changing math. We needed AA batteries, but I got AAAs, and now we still need AA batteries. Put one red thing in and a load of whites, and now everything's pink. And I think we need eights.
Done properly, parenting is a heroic act. Done properly. I am fortunate that it has never afflicted me. But you do not come to me for eggs and batteries, Robert. I design hero wear. And Elastigirl must have a new suit.
Oh, actually, it's Jack-Jack.
You also wish a new suit for the baby? I would hardly classify this as an emergency.
Well, he's a special case. We're studying. If I could just leave him with you for a while.
Leave him here? I am not a baby person, Robert. I have no baby facilities. I am an artist. I do not involve myself in the prosaic day-to-day. Today? Are you seeing this, Robert? God. Yes. Of course you can leave the baby overnight. I'm sure filling in for Helen is challenging, and you are very tired, and the other children need you and miss you, and you must go to them. Auntie Edna will take care of everything, so drive safely and goodbye. I enjoy our visit.
Auntie Edna?
Attention! Attention! I want to thank everyone that came out tonight in support of superheroes and bringing them back into society. You all made it happen. Now, the need for this has been made crystal clear in recent days with bad actors like the self-proclaimed screen slaver threatening our peace. His reign was short, huh? And thanks to this woman, a great super, you love her, you missed her. Welcome back, Elastigirl! Come on up here. Don't be bashful. Come on. Get up here. I want you to have this. A memento.
Thanks, Winston, Evelyn, and everyone at DevTech. I am forever in your debt. And thanks to all of you. Your pressure changed all the right minds.
We've made amazing headway in a very short time, which leads me to an important announcement. Just now, at a worldwide summit, leaders from more than 100 of the world's top countries have agreed to make superheroes legal again. We'll gather superheroes and leaders from all over the planet on our boat, the Everjust, for a televised signing ceremony at sea.
Now, if you'll excuse us, we got a ship to catch.
So good to see you. Thanks for coming out.
Hey, hi. Me again. There's something I've always wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
How do you balance the superhero stuff with the life stuff? Like, I know that I can handle the superhero stuff. You know, with the life.
Yeah,
Oh, would you please excuse me for a moment?
Oh, yep. Okay, see you later. Talk. Good talk.
Hey, Vi.
Hey. Where's Jack-Jack?
He's taking him for a little bit.
Edna is babysitting.
Yeah.
And we're okay with this?
Yeah. I don't know why, but yeah. I wanted to say something to you. Sorry about Tony. I didn't think about Dicker erasing his memory or about you having to pay the price for a choice you never made. It's not fair. I know. And then I made it worse at the restaurant by trying to... Anyway. I'm sorry. I'm used to knowing what the right thing to do is, but now I'm not sure anymore. I just want to be a good dad.
You're not good. You're super.
Are superheroes allowed to drink on duty?
I am definitely not on duty. Ignore the costume. I know I should be up there, but I had to step away from the gripping grins, you know?
Gotta get away to keep it pure.
I know I do. What are you getting away from?
Company stuff. My brother, mostly.
But you love him. You two were this company, yin and yang.
Yeah, I invent the stuff. He's good at people. Pleasing them, engaging them, figuring out what they want. I never know what people want.
What do you think they want?
Ease. People will trade quality for ease every time. It may be crap, but hey, it's convenient.
Yeah, kind of like this cake.
What, the screensaver?
Yeah, something's not sitting right. It was too easy.
That was too easy?
Wow.
Funny.
What?
Look at that. One of screensaver's monitors is tuned into my suit cam.
What?
Isn't the suit cam closed circuit?
It is.
Then how come Screenslaver has it?
Maybe he hacked it?
So he's sophisticated enough to do that, but he has simple locks on his doors?
Maybe he wanted you to find him.
He wanted to get caught?
He wanted you to win.
That makes no sense. He's a brilliant guy. If he's smart enough to conceive of technology like this, he's smart enough to think of something to do with it. The guy we put in jail delivered pizzas.
So? Einstein was a patent clerk. Look. You won. You got the guy who...
Wait. All Screenslaver needs to do to hypnotize someone is get a screen in front of their eyes. But what if the screen doesn't look like a screen? What if the pizza guy is really a pizza guy, but it was controlled by the screen built into his glass?
You are good.
Best to just let you sleep. 17 hours. How do you feel?
Super.
You got it, Dad! Hooray!
I can't tell you how much I appreciate you watching Jack-Jack for me, E.
Yes, I'm sure your gratitude is quite inexpressible. Don't ask me to do it again, darling. My rates are far too high. I am joking, Robert. I enjoyed the assignment. He is bright and I am stimulating. We deserve each other. Your child is a polymorph. Like all babies, he has enormous potential. It is not unknown for supers to have more than one power when young, but this little one has many. Yes, you have many powers. I understand your lack of sleep and coherency, Robert. Babies can be anything, and your child is no exception. He is pure, unlimited potential, Robert. He slept while I worked in a creative fever. And Tiana stayed up all night making sure you look fabulous in your mini
clothes.
Why are you putting him in
the... In the chamber, Robert. He is part of the demonstration and will be fine. Your challenge is to manage a baby who has multiple powers and no control over them, yes?
That sums it up.
I often work to music, and I notice the baby responds to it as well. Specifically, Mozart. I blended Kevlar with carbine for durability under duress and cotton for comfort. Interwoven with these fabrics are a mesh of tiny sensors that monitor the baby's physical properties.
Oh, Lord.
What is he doing?
Well, it's Mozart, Robert. Can you blame him? The important thing is that the student tracker anticipated the change and alerted you.
Oh, no.
Cookies. I gotta get cookies.
You do not need cookies. As I learned quite painfully last night, any solution involving cookies will inevitably result in the demon baby.
Combustion imminent? What does that mean?
It means fire, Robert. For which the suit has countermeasures. I suggest you extinguish the baby's flames before he trips the sprinkler system. The flame retardant is blackberry lavender, darling. Effective, edible, and delicious.
Well, what do you know? That is useful.
Although I have doubtlessly exceeded your expectations for a single night's work, the suit and device contain a few more features we need to discuss.
Thanks again, Eve, for everything. How much do I owe you for this?
Pish-posh, darling. Your bill will be covered by my fee for being Mr. Incredible, Elastigirl, and Frozone's exclusive designer throughout the known universe and until the end of time. But babysitting this one, I do for free, darling.
I would resist the temptation to stretch. The temperature around you is well below freezing. Try to stretch and you'll break.
So you're the screenslaver.
Yes. And no. Let's say I created the character and pre-recorded the messages.
Does Winston know?
That I'm the screenslaver? Of course not. Can you imagine what Mr. Free Enterprise would do with my hypnosis technology?
Worse than what you're doing?
Hey, I'm using the technology to destroy people's trust in it. Like I'm using superheroes.
Who did I put in jail?
Pizza delivery guy. Seemed the right height and build. He gave you a pretty good fight. I should say I gave you a pretty good fight through him.
But it doesn't bother you that an innocent man is in jail?
He was surly. And the pizza was cold.
I counted on you.
That's why you failed.
What?
Why would you count on me? Because I built you a bike? Because my brother knows the words to your theme song? We don't know each other.
But you can count on me anyway.
I'm supposed to, aren't I? Because you have some strange abilities and a shiny costume, the rest of us are supposed to put our lives into your gloved hands. That's what my father believed. When our home was broken into, my mother wanted to hide, begged my father to use the safe room. But father insisted they call his superhero friends. He died. Pointlessly. Stupidly. Waiting for heroes to save the day.
But why would... Your brother...
is a child. He remembers a time when we had parents and superheroes. So, like a child, Winston conflates the two. Mommy and Daddy went away because supers went away. Our sweet parents were fools to put their lives in anybody else's hands. Superheroes keep us weak.
Are you gonna kill me?
Nah. Using you is better. You're gonna help me make supers illegal forever.
Ready? Laser eyes. Stop.
Wow!
That's not at all. Watch this.
Okay.
Blaster ready?
Pew, 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 pew,
pew. Hey, I'm just demonstrating. No firing the baby around the house, you understand? This is potentially dangerous. And we're trying to teach him to control his powers, okay? Stop. See the screen?
He vanished. That's really cool.
Okay, good. Use the thing. See that? That's the current readout. Click it. See the readout? Dimension 4. See the shape? That's the room. See where he is in relation? So where is he?
There.
Okay, come out. Num num cookie.
Yeah, gotcha. That's really cool.
Hello?
Elastigirl's in trouble.
What? What happened to her?
Sorry to tell you on the phone. Meet me on our ship at DevTech.
The ship at DevTech. I'll be there in 15 minutes.
What's at the ship at DevTech?
Lucius, Bob, Helen's in trouble. I need someone to watch the kids.
Suit up. It might get weird.
I'll be there ASAP. 15 tops.
I'll be home soon. Lucius will be here sooner. No firing the baby around the house, okay?
What's at the ship at DevTech? And why are you in your super suit?
Is that Mom's super suit?
She may need it. You never know.
What's going on?
I don't know, but Dad called Lucius after getting a call about Mom, and then left.
I thought you renounced superhero.
Yeah, well, I renounced my renunciation. Put that on.
Hello there, little fella.
Hello.
You kids aren't safe. The Devers sent us to take
well,
you.
Well, isn't that redundant? The Devers just sent me here to guard the house.
Because the kids aren't safe. I get it. Managerial screw up. Tell Winston I handled it. You understand, Ms.
Void.
Ms. Void. Dive safely.
Thing is, he wants us to bring you, too.
Hey! That isn't gonna hold them long. Dad, grab the baby!
Spread out!
Dad! We gotta get to my car!
Good news and bad news. We found her. She seems physically fine, but she's had an encounter with Screenslaver, and she's acting kind of strange in here.
Strange how? Helen! Helen, what are you... It's me.
Incredibile, pull over. We can't go to ease. You saw those goggles they put on Lucius? They were wearing them, too. They're all under someone's control.
They've probably done the same to Mom.
Okay, bad guy's after us. No Mom, no Dad, no Lucius. But we have our powers, this car, and what?
Incredibile!
the tricked out car.
But we got Prozone.
Bring him to the ship at DevTech immediately.
Credibil could follow that boat.
What did you do?
What did you do?
I didn't do anything!
Ow, this car does anything I say.
We didn't plan this well.
What do you mean? We're here, aren't we?
Yes, we're here. We need to be up there.
Hey, what if the Incredibile has injector seats?
Wait, what? No.
Yeah,
no,
baby,
don't say that more.
No, wait, look!
Glad you could come. Welcome to the conference.
Good to see you.
Our stars, where are they? The event's about to start.
They didn't want to upstage the others.
They'll join for the signing.
Welcome, guests. You're in for a treat. This ship is the largest hydrofoil on the planet. So, hold on to something, because we're going to open her up!
We need to find Mom and Dad. Stay here. I'm gonna search for them.
Wait, who's gonna watch Jack?
Suck it up. I won't be long.
Wait, what? But wait!
This is important. They are in trouble. It's up to us. To us. Understand? Keep them amused, but quiet.
They look good, right?
So simple, even he can do it.
And we're back live in 3, 2, 1.
This is a momentous occasion. We've all managed to accomplish something extraordinarily rare in today's world. We agree on something.
We agree to undo a bad decision.
To make sure a few extraordinarily gifted members of the world's many countries are treated fairly.
To invite them once again to use their gifts to benefit the world.
I thank all of you for representing your nation's commitment to superheroes, with special thanks to Ambassador Selleck. Yeah, it's okay, let her hear you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ambassador, for your early and very crucial support. I can't think of anyone more deserving than you to be the first signature on the International Superhero Accord.
There it is.
The world is super again.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Group photo. Come on. Group photo, everyone. Squeeze in. That's it. Historic occasion. Everyone smile.
Go on phase two.
Years of mandated hiding and silence have made us bitter. You bring us out into the light only to clean up the messes your lack of discipline creates.
Your bodies and your character are weak. Your promises are empty, and you will pay for it.
We no longer serve you. We serve only us. May the fittest survive.
Well, we, some very alarming moments there. Before the, technical difficulties, please bear with us.
Superheroes have forcibly taken the bridge. Repeat.
Now.
Superheroes have...
A little further.
A little further. Stop.
What the... A baby?
Mom and Dad! Uncle Lucas?
I thought last time.
Kids, what are you... What? You came for us?
Don't be mad.
Oh, sweetie. How could I be mad? I'm proud.
Not to break up a tender moment, but where are we? Is this DevTech's ship?
Evelyn Dever controls the Screenslaver, and until a second ago, us. Where's the crew?
Uh-oh. Did I do that?
Mom, the suit. Try this.
Phase three. Go on phase three!
Why are the kids here? You didn't go to the house.
I went to the house. You didn't escape. How did you not escape?
Hey, we didn't escape you.
Escape? Escape from home?
Those guys!
What the? Yeah.
Fight now, talk later.
Winston.
Did I faint?
You'll be safe here.
Safe? Safe from what? Where are the diplomats? It's the super.
Still hypnotized.
What have you done?
Evelyn, she's escaping.
Well, go after her. Finish your mission.
I can't just go. What about the kids? Jack-Jack, who's gonna...
Mom! Go. We've got this.
Boy, come with me.
I'll go shut down the engine.
I'll try to slow the ship from the bow.
Wait, someone's missing. Where's the crusher guy?
Strap in now. It's for your own good.
No. This is...
Can you undo it?
You want me to uncrush?
What? No one's ever asked for that?
No. To uncrush is silly. Why uncrush?
To get into the engine. Oh, forget it. We don't have enough time.
What if I said to unpunch someone? What do you do?
Welcome aboard, Elastigirl. Although we haven't yet reached our cruising altitude,
feel free to roam about the cabin.
Just relax and let the cabin roam about you!
I can't get to the engine room!
Well, we gotta do something, because trying to slow it down ain't working!
Hey, what about turning the boat?
The steering's been destroyed.
That means from the outside!
Yeah!
If we break off one of the foils and turn the rudder, we can veer the ship away from the city!
That might work.
I'll turn the front. You turn the rear.
Using the rudder? That's underwater. How am I supposed to get... All right. Come on, kid.
Jack!
I know this is going to work, but if it doesn't and we crash, my shields are probably better protection than the ship. I should stay here with Jack-Jack.
That's my girl.
Remember, Bob, we're both turning right!
You know what's sad? If it weren't for your core belief, I think we could have been good friends.
At least I have core belief.
We have breaking news. While there is still no radio contact, the ship has changed direction and is heading towards land at a high rate of speed.
To the rudder. Once I turn the ship, you hit the pull-up button.
Okay, Dad.
Now lower me down.
The reputations of superheroes are ruined.
You will never become legal. Ever.
Never?
No.
Ever?
No.
Not even a little smidgy-widgy?
Ah, hypoxia. When you don't have enough oxygen, things seem really silly. Things get sillier and sillier, and then you die.
I don't want to die.
Ah, nobody does. Really? Not such a bad way to go.
Actually, you missed the first 17.
The fact that you saved me doesn't make you right.
But it does make you alive.
And I'm grateful for that.
I'm sorry, but she'll go to prison.
Well, I'm sorry she's rich and will probably get no more than a slap on the wrist.
First of all, Violet, I like you. And who knows what the future may bring, but I have a good feeling about all of you.
Good feeling. Should we be worried?
You guys got the next shift. I'm sick.
I saw what you did back there. That was incredible. I mean, no pun intended.
Sorry, I had to punch you.
Bye, we must. We ride.
And in recognition of the extraordinary service they have demonstrated, the legal status of superheroes is hereby restored.
You don't know me, do you?
No, I don't. Wait. Are you the girl with the water?
I'm Violet Parr.
I'm Tony.
Okay. Tony, this is my mom.
Pleased to meet you.
This is my dad.
Oh, we've met.
And this is embarrassing.
Jobs, I'm sure.
My little brother, Dash. And the baby is Jack Jack. I tried to limit it to one parent.
We're all going to a movie too, Tony. Don't mind us.
We'll be sitting on the other side of the theater, not watching you.
He's kidding. They're only dropping us off at the theater. They have other things to do.
So you guys are close, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
We can get closer.
Popcorn, small soda, send me a seat, send your ballet rose back. I'll be back before the previews are over.
Thank you.
close to Nick.